Chapter 13. Ventnor exulted. Ah, I knew you'd end by telling me the truth. Mrs. Dale, the truth? Where is the truth? Half to herself. I thought I was lying when I began, but the lies turned into truth as I uttered them. She looks at Ventnor. I did want your letters for my memoirs. I did think I'd kept them for that purpose, and I wanted to get mine back for the same reason. But now she puts out her hand and picks up some of her letters, which are lying scattered on the table near her. How fresh they seem, and how they take me back to the time when we lived instead of writing about life. Ventnor smiling, the time when we didn't prepare our impromptu effects beforehand and copyright our remarks about the weather. Mrs. Taylor keep our epigrams in cold storage and our adjectives under lock and key. Ventnor when our emotions weren't worth 10 cents a word and a signature wasn't an autograph. Ah, Helen, after all, there's nothing like the exhilaration of spending one's capital. Mrs. Dale of wasting it, you mean? She points to the letters. Do you suppose we could have written a word of these if we'd known we were putting our dreams out at interest? She sits musing, with her eyes on the fire, and he watches her in silence. Paul, do you remember the deserted garden we sometimes used to walk in? Ventnor, the old garden with the high wall at the end of the village street? The garden with the ruined box borders and the broken down arbor? Why, I remember every weed in the paths, and every patch of moss on the walls. Mrs. Dale. Well, I went back there the other day. The village is immensely improved. There's a new hotel with gas fires, and a trolley in the main street, and the garden has been turned into a public park, where excursionists sit on cast iron benches admiring the statue of an abolitionist. Ventnor, an abolitionist, how appropriate. Mrs. Dale and the man who sold the garden has made a fortune that he doesn't know how to spend. Ventnor rising impulsively. Helen, he approaches and lays his hand on her letters. Let's sacrifice our fortune and keep the excursionists out. Mrs. Dale with a responsive movement. Paul, do you really mean it? Ventnor gaily. Mean it? Why, I feel like a landed proprietor already. It's more than a garden, it's a park. Mrs. Dale, it's more than a park, it's a world, as long as we keep it to ourselves. Ventnor, ah, yes, even the pyramids look small when one sees a cook's tourist on top of them.
He takes the key from the table, unlocks the cabinet, and brings out his letters, which he lays beside hers.
Shall we burn the key to our garden? Mrs. Dale, ah, then it will indeed be boundless.
Watching him while he throws the letters into the fire.
Ventnor, turning back to her with a half-sad smile, but not too big for us to find each other in. Mrs. Dale, since we shall be the only people there.
He takes both her hands, and they look at each other a moment in silence. Then he goes out by the door to the right. As he reaches the door, she takes a step toward him, impulsively. Then turning back, she leans against the chimney piece, quietly watching the letters burn.
Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.